A reading from the beginning of the book of the prophet Haggai. On the first day of the sixth month of the second year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai to the governor of Judah, Zebarel, and son of Shechel, to the high priest Joshua, son of Zedek. Thus says the Lord of hosts, this people says the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. Then this word of the Lord came through Haggai the prophet. Is it time for you to dwell in your own paneled houses while this house lies in ruin? Now says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much, but you have brought in little. You have eaten, but you have not been satisfied. You have drunk, but you have not been exhilarated. You have clothed yourselves, but have not been warmed. And you and whoever earned wages earned them for a bag with holes in it. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the hill country, bring timber and build the house, that I may take pleasure in it and receive my glory, says the Lord. The word of the Lord. The Lord takes delight in his people. The Lord takes delight in his people. Sing to the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people, and he adores the lowly with victory. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is the glory of all his faithful. Alleluia. The Lord takes delight in his people. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed because some were saying, John has been raised from the dead. Others were saying, Elijah has appeared. Still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John I beheaded. Who then is this whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we hear about how we need to be Jesus-focused. Here's Herod, a pagan, a murderer who kills innocent children and all this stuff when Christ was born. And yet he's looking, always looking, kept trying to see Jesus. And of us, sometimes because we go to daily mass or we watch daily mass, sometimes Jesus becomes commonplace, status quo to us. And so we think, I already know Jesus. You don't. Neither do I, the way we need to. Jesus is always more. He's always calling us to more. We always need to look at him more intently and look for him more intently than anything else. Here in Haggai, the prophet's yelling at the people because God is saying to him, they're more concerned about living in their houses than they are about building mine. They were people who were looking for what they wanted, not for what God wanted. So today we need to be sitting there focusing on what does God want and focusing on seeing Jesus, however he comes to us, more than anything else. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.